pasuk brings by the by Korach Hadaso, Moshe told all to bring a in the machtos Torah. He sums it up. He says, "Vayichal Moshe Ma'od Pasuk Tesvav." Moshe got very upset and angry. Vayomer Hashem, "Al Tefen Al Minchasim." Don't turn to the mincha. I never took any of their chamors. I never hurt anybody. Says Rashi, "Al Tefen Al Minchasim." Hupshuto Haktoris Shemakrim Fonecha Mocha Al Tefen Al Reihem. Don't respond. Don't. Yes, so don't bring the fire down the Ketores. Don't respond to the Ketores. You know, I didn't do anything wrong, and make sure I win, so to speak. That's what Rashi says. Ramban seems to argue. Ramban does argue. Ramban brings down. First he brings Rashi, the Pashup Shat. Rashi, he doesn't like it. Einai, Shia, our Torah Sufi, Shal Dasma Viram, who Omer Kane, Shechorah, Adavrayim. It's not Rashi's not, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. What is pshat, says Ramban? Because these people who wanted the kahuna, they wanted to bring a carbon. Amar Moshe, al tefen al minchasim. Don't turn to their mincha. Al tefen, what does that mean? Al tefen al carbon, shakri ufonecha. Don't go ahead and respond and turn to the carbon which they will bring in front of you. Vel tefila sheispalu lecha, and to their tefila, I guess you expect it together with the carbon which they'll bring. They'll also be mispalu, right? Das man virum, be mispalu, Korach rather, Korach be mispalu. Korach das man virum, right? They'll be mispalu. So don't, please don't answer their tfilos. You call kafanos kama tfil yikru mincha. That's what it means, mincha over here. It's not just referring to pure carbon, it's referring to their tfilos. Right? The tfil that comes along with the carbon, don't respond to their tfilos. That's what the Ramban is saying. If you think about it, it's very interesting on both sides, because what was that stake over here? Hol machokis Korach Hadaso against Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, it was the future of Klal Yisrael at stake. Now, Korach said Moshe Badoi, Moshe's not the right one. He's not a Shia Hashem. All the halachas he makes up, the entire Torah Shabbal Peh, it's his own Torah. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzitzis, the mezuzah, all the rayas he brought. He was basically severing Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, it doesn't mean anything. He made it by himself. That was the issue at hand. And you can imagine if Korach would go ahead and win, right? If Hashem would respond, the Korach would listen. And because Korach wants to be in charge and is followed so nicely, he wins it. Oh, I like the Korach, he's a great guy. We'll put him in charge, right? And I'll respond, I'll bring the fire down, so he'll win, whatever. So what happens? So the entire history of Klal Yisrael, Torah, it's all out the window. Instead of, you know, Torah's Moshe, Torah's Korach. And definitely wouldn't have been the same. What would have happened? I don't know, but it's a whole different, you know, a whole different world, a whole different Torah Shabbal Peh. I didn't know Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shabbat Korach. I don't know what it's called, but it would be a whole different Torah. So, to me, if I would have Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have said, you know, this is a joke, you know, I'll do my thing and we'll prove him wrong and I'll, you know, but I have to misfollow. Moshe Rabbeinu put in a special tefillah to go ahead and make sure Hashem, please. Mestama wasn't just a tefillah pshut of just saying a couple of words. He was involved by Omek Libo, Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, please, I'll take from the chasam. Don't respond. Don't listen to the tefillahs. Don't listen to the tefillahs. Obviously, not listen to the tefillahs. That means the velt will be mukhram. Torah will be out the window. There won't be any Torah's Moshe. There won't be any Torah's Shabbat Peh. It will all be out. So, of course, you're not going to listen to the tefillahs. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it necessary to go ahead and misfall with his focus, his concentration, his. It wasn't just lip service, I don't think. It was a real tefillah. Hashem, please don't listen to their tefillahs. Moshe's concern was that obviously because of the schus hatfila, because of Korach, if Korach would reach such a level, it's shayach, it could have been, it could have happened. But if it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's counter tefillah, that don't listen to Korach's tefillah, Korach Seir would have been responding to Hashem, would have listened. Hashem would have said, okay, I hear what you're saying, very nice, you know, and therefore I'll bring the fire down and I'll prove Korach right. What a churban that would have been. Terrible, umglik, terrible problem. Or both of that is, I think this is what the Alter from Kelm says. This is the koach of a person's tefillah. It could be a korach behind the tefillah, it could be trying to machar the belt and having a whole different world. But if a person comes with sincerity and with kavana, and he feels it, he's machar Hashem's charge, but he wants to throw out Moshe Rabbeinu, that's all he wants to do, just a little small thing. He wants to throw out Moshe Rabbeinu and we'll have a different Torah. That tefillah, it's possible, could have been answered, it could have been responded to, it could have, Hashem could have said yes, because of the power of how powerful tefillah is. This Rabosa is the, we should never underestimate and recognize the power we have in our hands of davening to Hashem with concentration, with sincerity, with pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing he's in charge, just the power of tefillah. Similar vein, next in Parshas Sukkot, the pasuk rings, also in the same concept, we find a similar idea. After the main Meriva, Vayomer Hashem, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Aaron, Yanok Lamantem Bi, because you did not trust me, like Yishena, any of Yisrael, Ochemel Savios Hakol Azel, or as Hashem Satu Lehem. Right? Therefore he says, behold, that's it. You're finished, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron. You're not going to be the ones who are Zolcha to bring Kai Yisrael into the Eretz Yisrael. With the main Meriva, Vayikodesh Ba, says Rashi, Ochemel Savio, Vishavua, right? Lochen is the Russian Shavua, says Rashi. Swears. Lochen also your Bishavua. Tomorrow, Lochen is Shabbat, the base. Nishba Bekvitsa. Shaloyirbu Bekvila Akach. They shouldn't, you know, put their faith in Fila and daven a lot. The Mother Rashi, right? You think about it. What do you mean? The Mother Shach. What's Hashem afraid of? Mother Shach. If he's afraid that Moshe and Aaron will daven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the koach, with all the sincerity, and Hashem says they have a good point, and the schus of the tefillah, and because he's so sincere, because he's makra, I'm in charge, and I'm, and he puts me on top, he has balamuna, bal b'kachen, and because he did so such a beautiful mitzvah tefillah, so he should be zocha to go ahead and go into Eretz Yisrael, overturn the decree, the gzeira. Yeah, that's what happened, so let it happen. I mean, well, Hashem's afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu will do something which he's afraid of tshuva. If the child could do tshuva, and feel will be the process of tshuva, so okay, so what's that? So give him a chance to do tshuva. What's the problem? You know, so do tshuva. If the reason why you're not letting him go is because it's not there, and now he does tshuva, so what's the problem? Elamai is afraid that so his tefillah won't be so right, won't be tshuva. So if he won't be tshuva, he won't be right. So Hashem will say, have a good day, you tried nicely, but it wasn't worth it. You're not zocha. Well, what does he have to do? Moshe, Hashem has to make sure he does not mispal. If he's mispal, it'll be, I'll have to listen to him. You listen to him if it's appropriate. If it's not appropriate, so you won't listen to him. Well, what's he concerned about? Hashem had to take a shvua to make sure that now I made a shvua, tefillah can't overcome a shvua. Now I'm protected, Hashem says, because now I took a shvua. Without the shvua, Hashem's afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu will daven. So let him daven. So if he's matzliach is davening, so he'll be right? If he learns well and says over the piece turn nicely, so he deserves it, so he'll get his prize. If he does his best and doesn't deserve it, Hashem will say, sorry, you're still not worthy. Shvua is not acceptable. What's the problem? It seems that both, I think pshat is, that shvua, that tefillah has a very special, I guess you might call it the Shalach Derech HaTeva, supernatural koach, which means that a person who does real tefillah, who's involved, immersed in real tefillah, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and subservience to Hashem, is mispah with all his heart, with all his kalpas, with all his leiv and nefesh, he has a koach much more than he really deserves. It's like Hashem says, whoa, there's something, this guy was mispah, I can't say no, I just keep, is he deserving of it? Is it a tshuva? Do all his chusim because of his mitzvah tefillah add up to not going there, to go into Eretz Yisrael? No, it doesn't add up. But because he was mispah, because he was so totally immersed and subservient and davening to Hashem, I can't say no. It's just like it's hard to explain how to describe, but the Hashem's forced, his hands are tied. Even though he's not deserving, it's not a tshuva shleim, it's not an appropriate tshuva, not sufficient, because if it wasn't efficient, so he wouldn't mind saying yes to him. But it's not sufficient. But there's something special about the koach tefila. When a person davenes, the power that Kodesh Baruch Hu entrusts and embeds in the power of tefila, that a tefila shleim is so powerful it breaks all barriers. You're zochi, you're not zochi, it doesn't make any difference. Hashem says, I'll be forced to respond. So Hashem has to go ahead and say, make a shua that chas v'shalom, I can't respond, I can't, there's a shua. He has to listen to a shua also. It's also one of the factors Hashem works with, right? So if someone makes, if Hashem makes a shua and says, I can't respond to a seal, okay, so that's it. Guys, don't misfollow, it doesn't work, whatever the exact messias is. But Rabbi said, this is the power that we have in our hands, the power to misfollow Bakar Baruch Hu in earnest, with kavana borei, with hagosha, with anivus, with subservience. And if we do that, Rabbi said, it's so powerful, it can overturn a Moshe Rabbeinu, who can make it a Torah's Korach, and it can go ahead and force Hashem to allow Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael when he's not deserving of it.